So, we've headed through the night and it's now coming up to dawn. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, would you believe? Yes, I record during the hours of darkness all night, some nights, and into the early morning. About 3 years ago, I had an unwelcome guess, I saw something scuttling down one of the hedges on the farm. And I was, whoa, I thought, what on earth is that? And as I got a bit closer, it was a cock bantam. Somebody had dumped it on the farm, and he was obviously very distressed. I did manage to catch him, and he's become a great friend, and I've nicknamed him Chuck, because he was thrown away. He was chucked away, in fact. And every morning since he came to the farm, he sleeps up in the beams in the cart shed amongst all the tractors and the farm implements. And about 4 o'clock in the morning at this time of the year, he starts, would you believe, he starts crowing. And he carries on and on and on till about 6 o'clock in the morning. He must do 500 or 600 calls during that time. Just amazing bird. He's great fun. And I bought him two wives, a really dark coloured, sort of mahogany coloured bantam hen. She's called Merlot, and a very light coloured Sussex one. She's obviously called Chardonnay. So the three of them are great fun, and they do lay eggs, the two hens that is, and they strut about the farmyard. They are safe this Christmas, so don't worry, Chuck's far too old to eat. So we're now heading through, and it's just getting close to dawn. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning. Some of the early risers as well are crows and magpies, yet not all the sounds in the countryside are completely pleasant. But unless the owls are out of the way, this is a sound that will greet the owls. They need to hide up, because this is a sound crows and magpies will make if they find an owl which hasn't gone to roost. They will mock it, swear and cuss at them, because they don't like owls. The machine gun sound of a magpie and the harsh sound of a carrion crow. They're great entertainment, though, watching them. And, of course, crows and magpies, crows are very intelligent birds, up to all sorts of tricks. And magpies, or maggot pies, are quite colourful as well, with their black and white plumage. Then, out in the countryside, activity starts to happen on the farm. The plough goes out in the field, and we have hundreds, if not thousands, of blackhead gulls following the plough, and some unusual species of gull as well. Full blackback gulls and lesser blackback gulls as well. And I did manage to pop the recorder close to one of the edges of the field and got this. And this is 8 o'clock in the morning, would you believe? Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And anybody that feeds birds in the garden will attract grey squirrels. There are now lots out in the countryside and lots in urban areas as well, particularly if there's any trees nearby where they can hide. And if they discover something they don't like, unusually, squirrels can make a lot of noise. The farm used to be home to red squirrels as well. Now, they are no longer in the area. The grey squirrels seem to have scared them off. Squirrels are really common now, grey squirrels on the farm, and I see them every day, and occasionally they will make this noise. What a funny noise. And that's their kind of alarm call, and they will squash themselves flat against a tree and say, you can't see me, can't see me, but at the same time making that noise to warn other squirrels that there's danger around. This time of the year, it's important to feed birds, but also to provide water for them, both to drink and at this time of the year, feather care, plumage care is hugely important to keep the feathers clean. Otherwise, they get clogged up, and in cold, frosty winter nights, birds can chill quite quickly. So when they go to roost in trees, they can fluff their feathers up. It's rather like a duvet, trapping the warm air between the feather and their skin and helps insulate them. So when we're all tucked up in our warm houses, all our wildlife is outside, so I have a huge respect for it. So I just love watching birds having a bath. Yes, you can watch, and moreover, birds bath with friends. Cool, what a lovely idea. So I managed to pop the recorder by one of my bird baths on the farm, and about a dozen starlings arrived just after I put the recorder going. Just listen to this. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our little trip through a winter's evening. I'm off to have a bath as well now, because I want to get cleaned up before the local players come round to perform the Chatterbox Christmas Carol. So there we are. So I hope you've enjoyed a quick visit to High Ash Farm. There's always lots of sounds to hear at this time of the year, and winter's a time to look forward to spring as well. The hazel catkins on the bushes are already beginning to sprout, and they'll be shedding their pollen in January and February. So nature never rests. It's always on the go. So it's always great fun coming in to do a little piece for Chatterbox, and I'll see you again very soon. Chris Skinner, bye for now.